Up next, our second of four Secret Door guests, and I'll have to try to guess who that might be. So far, I'm 0 for 1. And welcome back to our Secret Door program. George Norrie with you. Let us open up the door and let the person in. There they go. Hello there.
Georgie, how are you, old boy?
Well, now this is going to be interesting. You sound like Dora the caller who calls our show every once in a while.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Keep talking.
George, I am your favorite translator.
You are?
Yes.
What do you translate?
I translate an alien intelligence which resides inside of your mind.
Oh, really? Have you been on the program often?
Yes.
You have? Are you a psychic?
You could say that.
Or are you a medium? Do you deal with the dead?
Sometimes.
Are you a male or female?
I'll let you decide that, George.
I think you're Jim Harold. I'll get one more guess and then I'll give up, okay? How long have you been doing what you do?
Oh, maybe 50 years.
50 years? That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you weren't just recently on the show, were you?
No.
It's been a while?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give up. Who are you?
George, this is Art Rosengarten.
Oh, my God, Art, that is amazing. I didn't know if you were a man or a woman. You're our expert in tarot cards. That may have been one of the best voices of trickery I've ever heard.
Well, I'm glad to trick you. How are you, George?
I'm fine, my friend. How are you?
Oh, great. Very good, very busy, and things are good.
Then let me just do a brief introduction. You know, Art was with me when I was the Nighthawk in St. Louis doing tarot card readings to our listeners in the St. Louis area. And when I began doing Coast to Coast, I told our producers, Lisa and Tom, I said, you got to bring Art over. He's fantastic. And you've been a great, great guest, Art. And
I've loved coming on this show. Yeah.
I still get emails about you and everything else. But
oh, wonderful.
But I got to tell you, that voice... How did you do that? Do that again.
Georgie!
I can't tell. Let me look at Danny. Danny, guy or woman, can you tell? He didn't know either.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I'm one of those Andes, I guess, or something. A little bit of both.
Well, that's great. What's new in the world of tarot cards, Mr. Art?
You know, there's nothing new in the world of tarot, because tarot is ageless. It's always current and contemporary, yet we don't even know where it comes from. It appeared in Europe in the 1400s, but how it got there is still a mystery to tarot scholars. Many theories, but so I wouldn't say there's anything new in the tarot world. It's always now.
When we take calls next half hour, are you going to do some tarot card readings for people?
Of course.
All right, folks, get ready, because this is once in a lifetime. Plus, we got to get you back for a full show, too.
That'll be great. Yeah, I love it.
Do the tarot cards see this mess we're all in right now?
You know, I'm glad you asked, because... right before I went on, I did a reading, which I have right in front of me, about, the question was a general question about the pandemic or the vaccine. And I just put it out to the tarot to see what would come back from the oracle, the tarot oracle. And it was very interesting to me what came back, because what always comes back with my readings of tarot, at least, is a spiritual guidance. a message from the tarot that says, let's go below all the mass drama. And I mean, I have to admit, things are just extraordinarily anxiety-provoking across the world right now.
Yeah.
But the tarot tells us, go underneath it and see what are the essentials that will help you maintain your sanity during an insane time and era that we live in.
I mean, even if you get vaccinated, apparently you can get this thing.
Yeah. It's like there's no sure thing. There's nothing certain. It's a very challenging time. You know, I'm a clinical psychologist in my day job, and I see 35 patients a week throughout California, and the anxiety levels are at an all-time high, certainly in my practice, and it can't help but not be. There's just, it's getting you every which way. You know, it's getting you in the, in the pocketbook. It's getting you in health. It's getting you in, the climate crisis.
Anxiety levels are at record points now.
What's that?
Anxiety is just way up there.
Yeah, anxiety is extremely high. Yet at the same time, the same kind of perennial advice having to do with, okay, calm down and get back in touch with the core values that you have that make your life purposeful and make each day something that you look forward to and that you are still growing and kind of getting a little sane underneath the insanity. Let's get back to what's important. Even though I understand we could get very, very carried away by all the chaos around us, the tarot always says, "No, let's get quiet and look at more like a soul level of ourselves." In the midst of the chaos.
Art, how many cards are in a tarot deck?
Okay, a traditional tarot deck has 78. That's 56 from the minor arcana. Playing cards are basically the minor arcana plus four cards, an extra court card, the knights. So there's the minor arcana. Those are more about, domestic problems, everyday problems, relationship problems, personality issues. And then there's, in the tarot, there's an additional 22 cards in my deck, George, TNP, which I created. I've added five more, so there's 27 cards. These are the essential teachings. These are, maybe you could say, the higher keys. They traditionally have been called trumps, but for various political reasons, I've eliminated that term for them, and I just call them the higher keys. And these, some could think of them as the archetypes of transformation. These are the core blueprints of the human mind to reach its completion in a whole human being that we're all born with. They're born anew in the brain structure. And these are like the blueprints of what a whole, complete human being is basically striving for or evolving towards. And that's what the major cards are. Now, in the readings that I'll do tonight, I just use major cards.
I see. Okay. Yeah. And you pull them for people, right?
I will. Ordinarily, in readings, I like my query to pull it. It doesn't matter at all, but they tend to take a little more ownership.
It's their fault, right?
Hey, you pulled the cards. You know, if they don't like it, but it doesn't matter who pulls it. Ultimately, it's all guided by the synchronicity of the moment. What appears in this moment is from a tarot perspective, is always highly relevant and interesting and shows a pattern that even if just for this moment, it's worth reflecting upon.
Well, with Art Rosengarten, we're going to be reading your tarot cards at the half, so get ready for that. Art, why does it work?
Good question. The short, simple answer is synchronicity. Now, synchronicity is a very interesting construct. You know, it was first really articulated by Carl Jung in his introduction to the Chinese Book of Changes, the I Ching, which you may be familiar with.
Yes.
In trying to understand how this ancient Chinese oracle works, Jung actually coined the phrase synchronicity, which means acausal, it's not cause and effect, acausal connection through meaning. It's not like something makes it happen. It's not like a magical power that pulls the cards. It's not like, you know, some kind of energy force that's drawing you to a particular card. That would be causal or causational. It's acausal. You suspend your rational side and open up your intuitive side. When you open up your intuitive side, things that appear just synchronistically or magically, we could use that word, really touch us directly. It's you know, you just say, yeah. Now, if you have your rational, you know, formal operation, intellectual hat on, you'll go into one of these, well, why does it work? And what if a different card showed up? And, you know, can you do it again? This is that kind of objective scientific thinking process. It doesn't work in oracle work. You have to suspend those types of questions and place supreme trust in what appears in the moment, the patterns that appear in the moment, and bring them in, feel it, and typically there's a lot of meaning that's released that can be highly impactful.
When we look at astrology, we look at your planetary alignments, and of course, it seems to work for a lot of people.
Yep.
Are tarot cards almost the same way, where you have that synergy?
Yes and no. It depends on what kind of astrologer you are. I believe there are many astrologers that use astrology the same way I use tarot. They view it not so much as a causal connection, like the influence of Venus on this present moment, but that there's a pattern with Venus at this present moment that has repeated, you know, through the ages, and that is meaningful. It doesn't mean that Venus is sending Venetian rays down here to make things happen. They're more markers, and that's how, you know, archetypal astrology, as I think it's sometimes called, on that level, yes, very similar to tarot. I prefer tarot because it's very present-centered, and you don't have to go to a book or have a zodiac interpreted. It's images, it's pictures that are
right.
Very powerful, and it's right in your face, and you can yourself kind of intuitively interpret the cards.
Well, if you had 10 tarot card readers all look at the same card from an individual, would they come up with the same 10 possibilities?
They would come up with the same core ideas and directions, but each reader would interpret it a little bit differently, more in line with their own personal selves and knowledge base and, you know, interpretations. They would generally, the receiver would come away with a very similar message between all 10, but I think they would be expressed a little bit differently, and maybe certain things would be highlighted with one and other things with another.
Why is there a death card?
Well, I've been wondering that too. I mean, I like you, wish that we were all immortal, George, and
oh,
we
yeah.
would never even need a death card. But
if you pull it, doesn't mean you're going to die.
Yes, it does.
It does?
Well, we're all going to die, George.
Well, you know that, but
yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't mean instant horror or something.
No, tarot doesn't tell you the time. I don't make predictions in that way. What tarot does, it shows you the essential realities that, you know, say death. And in this moment, you get a chance to reflect on the meaning of death for you. Maybe you think about people that have died around you. Or maybe you think about your own anxiety about your own health. Or maybe you'll, you know, anything associated with death. So that's, if you get the death card, then in that space, in that mind moment or few moments, the deep symbol and theme of death is up, and you get a chance to really look deeply into it and take it in.
That is tremendous. And how did you get involved in this, Art?
Believe it or not, in a graduate school weekend workshop back in 1975. Of course, I went to a very unusual graduate school, the Institute of Asian Studies, and a Indian philosopher in San Francisco was also a tarotist, and she taught a seminar on the tarot, mostly coming from kind of an Eastern Indian philosophical standpoint. And I saw this, and you know, I was working on my doctorate in psychology, and I saw, my goodness, these cards, these symbols are so powerful. They are such an obvious tool to be used in psychotherapy. And that became my whole direction in life. I've written 4 books on the subject.
Oh, my God.
A doctoral dissertation on the subject. And I created my own tarot deck.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And your website, if I remember, because I don't have it right here, it's artrosengarten.com, isn't
that it? We'll get you there, or simply moonlightcounseling.com. Both take you to the same place.
Spell out your last name, Art, to everybody.
Yeah. It's Rosengarten. It's Rosengart, as in tarot, E-N, Art Rosengarten. Or you, if more simply, Moonlight Counseling, one word, lowercase, .com. That'll get you to me.
I remember for hours in St. Louis, I'd have you doing tarot card readings.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Gosh, they still talk about you there.
Those were the golden years.
And well, Art is our secret door guest number 2, and I'm 0-2, which I got to tell you is kind of unprecedented. Normally, I'm 3-4 or, you know, 2-4 or something. 0-2 straight out of the box here. I've never done that before. This is pretty good. Art, that voice, it's going to haunt me.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
All right. Well, we're going to come back and take calls with you next. We're going to do tarot card readings for you in the half hour that we have Art Rosengarten with us in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're going to take your calls with Art Rosengarten. He's going to pull a tarot card and give you a little reading when we come back. And welcome back. We'll do some readings with Art Rosengarten as we talk about tarot cards, and he's got many. So you've got your deck in front of you. It's kind of set the scene for us, Art.
Okay. So I actually have 2 decks that are in front of me, all shuffled exhaustively, fanned in a horseshoe face down. I don't know where the cards are. Depending on the question, I will use one or the other of the decks. If the question is more practical and everyday, I'll use a full deck. If the question is more, I would say, deep or essential or spiritual, I won't use a full deck. See, I don't, for those things, I don't play with a full deck.
All right, so you want them to ask you a specific question?
Yeah, they can ask me whatever they want. And I'll just tell them, I'll pull 3 cards for them, and very quickly, I will just tell them what the tarot is saying in this moment, and they can just take it in and maybe write it down, and then we move on. It goes very, very quickly, but I think the readings can be spot on in many cases.
All right, well, let's go to the phones. We don't have too much time here, Art, so let's start by going to Janet in Houston, Texas, to get us started. Hello, Janet.
Hey, hello, Mr. Norrie. Hello, Art. Thank you, and appreciate it, and it's an honor.
Sure thing. So you go ahead with your question, and Art will pull a tarot card, and he'll give you a quick reading.
Okay, so I'm a retired nurse. I've been a nurse for like 42-plus years, and I just want to know if, besides the external, what's going on in this world, am I going to have this year any kind of serenity in my life, in personal serenity?
Any peace there this year for her, Art?
Okay, I'm going to tell you three cards. What you think is the first position. What you think is you've lost all your understanding of the way things are supposed to be, and you're kind of spiritually confused. What's really going on is that your outer kind of everyday life, your finances, the structure of your outer life is turned topsy-turvy right now. And so things are upside down in a way. And what you need to focus on, what needs to come out right now for you is, this is the World card, which is integration. And where you are now, you have to integrate it with all the things of the past that have worked for you. You got to remember all the solid good things and integrate it with the challenges today.
Does that help you, Janet?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does. Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you, indeed. And then do you put the cards back and reshuffle them for the next call?
No, I pulled them out, and now those are now missing. So the people that come in will select from a smaller pool.
Well, they will. Now, does that affect their outcome?
No, it's all part of the karma of the night. In a way, the whole Coast audience is participating in, you know, the card formations, and these three are gone. Now the whole group has this to work with, and we'll see what the next person asks.
Let's go to Casa Grande, Arizona. Steve is with us. This has got to be my Elvis buddy. Hey, Steven, is that you?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good.
Great.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
You too. Go ahead with a question for Art.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to know, what's my future hold here in the near future? Be nice to get a reading on that. And
okay.
Let me
give it to you, straight. So the way it looks, you feel like this is a Knight of Swords reversed. You feel like you've lost kind of your ambition or your direction. Your mind feels like a little bit out of sorts. You don't know where to put it. What's really going on for you right now is, well, here's a beautiful card, the Ace of Swords.
Ooh.
What's really going on for you is the time to get very clear on what's very important and cut through all the unnecessary suffering that fills your mind. And what needs to come out for you now is love.
How about
the
that?
Lovers. Finding union, not necessarily a romantic relationship, it could be, but finding a sense of coming together as male and female or opposites in union. That's what needs to focus on now.
And Steve, you had something you wanted to say? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's really good. That's pretty spot on. I think that makes a lot of sense.
He does, Art, he does one heck of an Elvis impression, by the way. I was in an event out that way.
Well, thank you, Steve Elvis. That's wonderful.
Well, with Art Rosengarten, his website is his name. We'll have it linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. They can't put it up there until I try to guess, or that'll throw the thing off. And
yeah,
he stumped me. I'm 0-2, folks, and we've got two more guests to go. For me to break even, I got to get them both. This is tough. Susan's in Roseville, California. Hi, Suze. Go ahead.
Hi. Nice to hear from both of you.
You too. Glad you got through.
Well, I am very lucky. I just like to know when you see me going back to work.
When does she go back to work, Art?
Okay. It looks like in the beginning, it looks like you're really out of balance, and you lost your life flow because you're not working and you're out of balance. What's really going on, though, is there was some kind of breach contract of some kind, maybe a work contract, and you're kind of carrying on moving forward, but there was some kind of conflict that never got resolved. I mean, it's due with work, I think. And where you need to pay attention now is right timing, the Wheel of Fortune. So you need to wait for that moment where you can feel now is the time to get back out there, and that's when you're likely to find something.
Okay, Suze, good luck with you. I hope everything works out. That's fantastic. And when people come back to you after you've given them tarot card advice, what do they generally say to you, Art?
They generally say, this is the number of my lawyer. Please call him in the morning because we have problems. No, they don't say that at all.
No, not with you.
Because here's the deal, George. I tell people, tarot readings are always 100% accurate, but accurate's not accurate. What they are is they're 100% relevant, because asking the question in the context of divination and seeing a universal symbol has to be relevant, because it forces your mind to look in this through this particular window. So it's unless a person is faking it or not sincere, if you're sincere with the reading, it will be relevant.
Next up, first-time caller, Doria's with us in Ashland, Oregon. Welcome to the show. Hello, Doria.
Thank you very much. How lovely to have this surprise to get through.
That's great. You've got a question for Art, and he'll take it away right after that.
All righty. My question is, how will family members and dynamics unfold in the near future, and what is my best direction with this?
Okay, we'll go on a deeper level. So the way it appears is there's some burnout, and there's difficulty renewing and getting kind of a second wind or a kind of a healing from a lot of difficulty, and that's what it appears to be. What's really going on there is this is the Empress card, an agent of passion. Actually, it's a time of healing family stuff. It's a time of nurturing family, giving love, getting back to the natural family experience and getting past some of the dramas that have occurred. And needs to be paid special attention to is balance. This is the Justice card, is understanding that things need to be, there needs to be more equilibrium where both sides can kind of balance each other out. And that's what needs to be paid attention to is family balance.
Does that make sense for you, Doria?
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
All right, great. And how many people take heed in what you tell them?
It's hard to know. It's hard to know the answer to that question. But I know that I'm gonna say like just about always people leave a full hour reading with me. And by the way, I do readings over Zoom and over the phone. People can sign up on my website for that. But people always come away with a sense of, wow, that. You showed me a bigger picture here And that really has answered a lot of questions that I was struggling with. So on that basis, I think people always leave having gotten something important.
Let's go out to Honolulu in Hawaii. We've got John. John, you are up with us. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, Art. Me and my wife are actually trying to conceive, and it's been a couple months now, but we're just wondering if we're both kind of getting close to our 40s, and we're kind of wondering if it's even possible. We have one child already, luckily, but
Several patients in the same boat. You know, I know that's really hard right now. So the way it appears is that perfect picture of the family and the home and everything. Right now, that card came in upside down. So right now, you're kind of struggling. Will it happen or won't it happen? But what's really going on with it is actually a very strong, powerful card. This is the Chariot card. And it's saying there's an important message of love that's taking place in this process, an important learning lesson for you and your wife. I can't say whether that means a child or not, but there's something very powerful that you will come away with from this experience one way or another. And what you need to pay special attention to, here we have the King of Pentacles. I think this is a master of negotiations and transactions. So I'm not sure how that translates, but I'm wondering if there's certain conversations that need to take place with your medical people or advisors, et cetera, where that could help things. A little bit. I don't know the situation there, but that's what the tarot might be saying. It's a strong card, but you need to optimize all the help around you that you can get to conceive.
I hope it worked. Let us know what happens, John, okay?
All right. Thank you, George. Long-time listener.
Okay, and I got a little tip for you. By the way, try this. 2 tablespoons a day of tomato puree, not paste, puree, and watch what happens.
Italian, she'll love it.
All right, Google that, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's a little advice there, but it works, I'm told.
I know what you mean. I had to open my own daycare with so many kids, I'll tell you. That stuff is great.
We're running out of time here, Art. I want you to give out your website, if you would, sir.
Yes, I will. It can either be Art Rosengarten with a TEN.com or moonlightcounseling.com. Both will get you to the same place. You can set up appointments. You can read a lot of articles and reviews about my books, et cetera. So that's it.
Can you do one more reading in 30 seconds?
Of course.
Let's go to Deborah in Peoria. Deborah, what's your question? Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Hi, gentlemen. Good morning. I would like to know, in my relationship with my husband, should I stay or should I go?
Oh, my gosh. Art, that's a big question for you.
Okay.
30 seconds.
Okay. it appears you got the full reverse. Oh, my goodness. It appears like there's some kind of menacing quality in the relationship right now. And, oh, my God, you're like falling off a cliff there. But what's really going on is it's saying you need to stand strong with the wisdom and the creativity that you've amassed over many battlefronts in the past, and hang in there, but from a position of power and clarity. And so where you need to pay special attention, now here we have the Ten of Swords, special attention. You need to surrender all of your suffering and misery and negative thinking about the whole thing. Let it all go and just evaluate it on its own merit now.
Good advice, Art, my friend. Thank you so much. He was number two of four, the third Secret Door guest right around the corner.